as we get some light on the window of baseball for Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett and White. We bring in from the San Francisco Chronicle, Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, how are you?
Hey, Marty, what's going on?
Well, you're sounding a lot better.
I'm a little better. I'm still kind of zapped. I can't shake the cough. This thing tends to linger, as so many people have told me, but I think I'm slowly creeping out of it.
Well, you get to watch some baseball today, which is always fun, and the weather down here is terrific, and we've got the Giants and Arizona today. Bruce, Archie Bradley for Arizona. Remember him? He was in the mix last year before he got hit by, I think, a line drive and then hurt his arm, and maybe this is a guy that Arizona really wants to take a look at.
Yeah, it's funny. He got hit in the face by a line drive, and he bounced back pretty strong. And he's a good athlete, a real forthright kid. And about 3 weeks later, he was on the mound, and Giancarlo Stanton stepped in. And all of a sudden, Bradley goes, "Good God, what if this guy hits one right back at me?" And it really affected him. And he admitted it just recently. It definitely affected him the rest of the year, but I'm sure he's going to bounce back. I see where Chip Hale has already named, obviously, Greinke and Miller and De La Rosa and Corbin in the rotation, but Bradley wants that number five spot, and it'll be interesting to see how he fares.
Yeah, I'd like to see him today, and for the Giants today, and I commented on this earlier. You know, you got Span, who, Bruce, he's probably about a week away from playing in the outfield, I would think, you know, to get the arm in shape and everything else about him. He's starting to hit some line drives this week, I'll tell you that. But you get Span and Panic and Duffy. It's like having three leadoff guys in a way. And then the big RBIs guys come up. You know, traditionally, you know, you and I talk about the number three hitter. Their number three hitter is not the big RBI guy. The big RBI guys come next.
Yeah, I really like the way they set the options they have for setting things up. I remember we talked to Boshi about how so many teams have their number two hitter as like the best hitter on the team. A lot of teams have done that. Even Mike Trout's been used there. All up and down the majors, teams have done that. But the Giants have so many good options at the top, a little bit more traditional, you know, speed contact guys, that you just can't afford not to put them up there, really. And then you get to Pence and Posey and like that. But, yeah, I mean, the whole infield, you know, it just grows on you. It's one of the great things about the Giants that these guys stick around. The fans get to know them better each year. My daughter Molly and a little friend, they're down there. They were on the field this morning thanks to Matt Chisholm and meeting some of the guys. And, you know, they followed these guys for years. They followed Panic. They totally love Duffy now and Belt, of course. And it's just, you know, it's one of the great things about the Giants organization is that great familiarity.
Now, I see Molly playing second base out there.
Yeah,
that part
she's
of the
out
deal?
There. She's getting the start. But I think she really impressed Boshi this morning.
Very good. Peter Gammons was here today. Talking with Bochy for a while, and it made me just think of what went on in baseball this week with Goose Gossage and Romo and Bryce Harper. You want to just take that apart a little bit?
Well, I thought what Harper said had a lot of merit. You know, in that it's okay for guys to show their exuberance over something that went great. He pointed to Jose Fernandez as a guy who will be very demonstrative and maybe showy up a little bit, but if you get him, he just smiles at you. He doesn't come at you. He doesn't hit you in the head or start a big brawl. There's so many fine lines in this, Marty. I mean, I'm old school in a lot of ways, and if somebody does something, you know it when you see it. When he's like being so defiant, he's like saying, "Well, what do you think of that?" You know, with that, it's all in the eyes, really. It's all in the eyes. If it's stare downs. The fierceness in the eyes behind a gesture that says, you know, I wouldn't mind starting a fight right here, which is wrong. But, I mean, and then, you know, Gossage comes out with a lot of sort of cockeyed remarks. The one that really got me was that he feels Bautista is an insult to the Latin American players in the game. I mean, my God, thank God for the Latin American players. I mean, going all the way back to Mini Minoso, I mean, they've added so much flair and personality and style to the game and individuality and joy and exuberance. You know, what Bautista did, that was a huge, huge home run. I thought it was great that he flipped his bat. Every time Juan Uribe hits one out, he's got that little added touch that he brings to the game. I like that stuff. I don't like senseless fights. I don't like guys being too arrogant about it, but I definitely like signs of exuberance. And the other thing is about Marty, it's the entertainment business. And in the, if you're in the entertainment business, you can't expect everyone to act the same. It's like every actor isn't the same. Every musician isn't the same. There's going to be guys that do their thing. And I think as long as you're not just outright insulting somebody, I think it's great.
Yeah, Bruce Jenkins with us, talking about the comments of Bryce Harper this week, and Goose Gossage taking umbrage at that, and Romo as well. But Harper's comments were, as Bruce talked about it, that there's a spot in the game for the colorful reactions and things like that. And I agree with you. I think there is an angle there. And I thought what Harper said was interesting. And he said, look at Cam Newton. And,
yeah.
Of course, forget about the Super Bowl, but look at Cam Newton during the year, how much excitement he brought to a game of pro football that you're waiting for the next guy to be taken off on a stretcher. And, the happiness that he brought out. And they said, look at LeBron James and look at some of the basketball players and Steph Curry and people like that. He said, that's life today. That's
yes.
What we're into today, and it's okay. And it was interesting because Harper's not a spokesman for the game. He's never been that kind of guy. You know, he's been a guy as a high school player in Las Vegas. So he can hit the ball 600 feet. And as a player, he runs into walls, and he's an amazing player. He'll be a $600 million player one day when his time comes. But I thought he gave good examples, and
yes.
He defined what he was talking about.
Yeah, I think where you cross the line is the stare down. As long as you get away from that... And, heaven knows, Romo is among the many pitchers who show a lot of excitement when they strike out the side in the inning with a big out. He's coming off that mound, and he's pumped. He's not staring into the other dugout, but he sure is enjoying what he just did. And that I think that applies to a lot of what's going on and a lot of what people take umbrage with and that they're wrong about that. It's something that I think very gradually, I think, celebrations, as long as they're good-hearted, are going to be slowly on the upswing and be more accepted. And the rude guys who are just out there to start a fight will always get their wish.
Well, let's see how Bumgarner takes to all of this.
He's a guy. I mean, as I mentioned in a little piece I did for Chronicle Online, you're not going to change Bumgarner, and you don't want to. This is part of why he's great. His competitive spirit is built on certain fundamental truths in his mind, and you just leave him alone. You know, he might take umbrage at stuff that it seems very, very innocent, and I don't necessarily agree with it, but I'm not going to pull him aside if I'm boasting. Go, hey, listen now, you got to calm down out there. Absolutely not. This guy is a legendary pitcher, and that's part of his deal. So, it's a very fine line.
Yeah, he got hit a little bit by Cincinnati the other night. You probably saw that one on TV, or maybe you were going home at that point. And then you could tell this has got to stop. This has got
Absolutely,
to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, the snot rockets started coming, and and it's just down here. It's fun to watch him. I want to say something about the Bautista home run. If that thing happened in August, maybe there'd be a little bit more reaction to it.
Yeah.
But at the moment, it was such an amazing moment. It's like Bobby Thompson. I mean, it was just such an amazing moment. It didn't bother me.
It's like you mentioned Steph Curry. He'll do things that are just, the crowd's going absolutely nuts. Nobody can believe it. And he's out there doing a little shimmy dance because he just can't help himself. And he's the nicest guy in the world. He's not trying to show anybody up. But, your emotions should be let out when you do something that's really freaking great. You can't just be Mr. Stoicism and run around. You take your base or run the bases like nothing happened.
No, it's a different world. It's not Hack Wilson. You know what I mean? It's just not. It's not Mel Ott hitting a home run. It's a different world today, and people react differently. So, I'm glad. In a way, I'm glad Harper spoke out. And I've never heard him ever say anything that I'd say, "Whoa, that was insightful." But I thought he actually said something that, as I say, he backed it up with some examples, which I thought were good.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Babe Ruth changed baseball in a lot of ways, and one of them was that he was a showman.
Yeah,
they say he called his shot. He pointed to center field. I'm going to hit one out here, and stuff like that. And that's people took notice. They love it. It's entertainment, and the true entertainers will entertain.
Yeah, Babe Ruth became the hero. I always say, you know, we went from the Western society where the Cowboys were the heroes to really baseball. And Babe Ruth became bigger than life because he could have a dozen hot dogs and stay out all night and show up and hit a 600-foot home run the next day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people like that. It's a good story. All right. Ty Block pitches today, and I don't know if you heard Mike earlier. Mike Kruko was on earlier. Comparing him to Dave Dravecki. And, Bruce, you know, you don't know where PV will end up, and who knows what will happen with Kane, and things happen. The Giants have to be two or three deep in this minor league rotation. Heston is here, but Blackburn, who pitched well yesterday, and Block, those are the next two guys up.
Yeah, I'm glad I heard Kruko there because I've never seen Block, and now I've got a little bit of an image there, you know, comparing him to Dravecki. And, you know, if he does make it big, you know, it's great because he adds a little variety to the rotation. You know, somebody a little bit different. You know, you can't just throw five, you know, right-handed 95-mile-an-hour guys out there in a row. And if he's that kind of guy, I think he'd be a blessing. And Blackburn, I didn't see him yesterday, but that was encouraging. I think his first three innings he was freezing out there. So, yeah, that's... They've got an awful lot of pitching. I mean, you know, between those two guys and all the flamethrowers in the bullpen, you figure one or two of them's gonna strike it rich and be part of this club, and that's pretty encouraging.
Yeah, talking with Mike yesterday, and you and I could touch upon this another day, but it's not easy to walk into a major league bullpen and go through 162 games. I don't care how good you were in the minor leagues or what you throw. There's an emotional strain of getting into games where you're always in trouble. And to see some of these young kids down here, it's going to be fun to see who makes it and who doesn't and whether they keep Corey Guerin. I guess Corey Guerin is sort of on the bubble, no options. And if Kane can't go, Heston goes in the rotation. And as Mike said, he made a good argument for Kane, not pushing Kane too hard.
Yeah, and there's a certain demeanor that goes with pitching in relief. I mean, you see these guys all sitting down there together in the late innings. You don't think much of it, but, I mean, if you're down there and you're with the other guys and you're hanging out with guys like Affelt and Romo and Casilla, these guys have been around forever. I mean, there's a certain way you've got to act. I mean, there's a whole emotional standard that goes with it. You can't look like you're rattled. You can't look like, geez, I hope I'm not the guy they call on. You've got to be loose and easy. You've got to be quick with a funny comment here and there. And when you're asked to warm up, you're ready to fire. You know, and you're never hurt. These guys never admit they're hurt. The arm's got to be falling off before they won't go out there. But and that's a big part of it too. You know, that's what's been so great about it. I mean, Brian Wilson was like that, and Affelt, all these guys that have been successful for the Giants, they've all got that attitude, and that's something you need to see out of a kid like, you know, Mike Broadway. Does he really have that? Does Strickland have it? We think they do, but we'll see.
But it doesn't happen overnight, and I think what Mike was trying to tell me. He says, look, you put a guy in a bullpen for a whole year who hasn't been there before. There's a lot of growing up that has to happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and he said something else that was interesting, why there are so many injuries today with pitchers. And he says, you know, years ago you threw two pitches or maybe the third. Today a pitcher can throw five pitches. And the arm is in such different torques that this is what causes the injuries and why you have to be deep in your minor league system. I hadn't heard that analysis quite like that before.
Yeah, I've always felt that. Well, not always, but in recent years, that always has struck me, and I've heard Kruko say that. He's all these different deliveries and arm slots and arm torques, and, you know, when it was just a fastball on the curb, that's pretty standard, and you could throw a changeup without hurting your arm, and that was your arsenal. And that was the case for years. Maybe some guys threw a screwball or whatever, but, you know, now you've got, it's so sophisticated. Each pitch is sort of its own separate entity with its own set of physical demands. And the arm just is not built to do that. I think we've seen there's too much evidence to the contrary that it's not built to do that. And if you're doing that when you're 15 years old, boy, you're really asking for trouble.
Mm. All right, one last thought for you. I'm glad to have you on tomorrow. Don't forget, set the clock ahead. We'll be on the same time with you guys tomorrow. Yep. But Hunter Pence yesterday, Bruce, you know the berm in left field. And as Mike said, the first at bat, not so hot. Second at bat, he got a pitch that was right over the plate. And, Bruce, he hit it majestically out of the park,
yes,
as you would like to say.
Well, thank goodness for John Shea, who videoed it. We get to see it here at home on Twitter. It was a nice, tight, you know, right to the point. Here's the pitch. Boom, there it goes. And you got to see Pence hit it out. But that's really, really gratifying to everybody in the Giants organization, all the fans who love this guy just unconditionally. You know, it's you know, the story's indicated that the condition that he has is not completely healed. So you got to worry about that. But I think Pence really knows his body, especially in light of these injuries that he's had. He's sick of sitting out. I don't think he's going to do anything stupid. You know, he plays as hard as anybody, but I think he also knows how to measure it, and he sure as hell isn't going to go back down for something that he pressed too hard. That's how I'd like to look at it, anyway.
He's got to take it easy. That's all. Yeah. He goes a million miles an hour, and this is one of those injuries you have to respect, because even yesterday, and I know Henry or John said that after the game, that he said, "Well, I did feel a little something." You know?
Yeah. And that's not good. So
no,
they got they can't stick him out there every day. They wouldn't do that anyway. But they got to be super careful with this guy, so he's ready to go in April.
All right. Have a great afternoon and rest up and enjoy the game today. And we'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good, Marty. Talk then.
All right. Thank you. That's Bruce Jenkins. As we do this every Saturday and Sunday, always a pleasure to have him on. All right. More coming up.